Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Else.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, third and final hour of the program here on Thursday, April 11th. And as I said, you know, Casey's tuning in late. Happy birthday to my brother, Mike. The this time tomorrow, we're going to have a special guest joining us. We're going to be joined by Dani October. That is her nom de plume. But she is also known as the Queen of Halloween. She is somebody who has been very much associated with Sleepy Hollow and now with Salem. And she is going to join us tomorrow morning to talk with us about a very important story coming out of Danvers, which is Old Salem Village. Back in the time of the Salem witch trials, Danvers was Salem. And there's a tavern there, or what they called back in the day an ordinary, called the Ingersoll Tavern. And it's been around since 1670. And it was an important building in the Salem witch trials. When they arrested the accused witches, they brought them to this tavern and kept them locked up in cells that were at the tavern. They also utilized this tavern as a meeting space when the meeting houses were full, or when they couldn't, you know, get into the meeting house, they would use this space for that. And of course, when they did bring the accused to the meeting house for their hearings, for their, you know, trials, and I'll use that in radio air quotes, the folks who were associated with it would often stop in the ordinary for something to eat or to drink. So it played a very prominent role in the Salem witch trials. It's now going to be in the process of being demolished. This tavern that has been around since 1670, is slated for demolition. It's privately owned. The man who privately owns it lives in New Hampshire. He is 77 years old. and he has let it fall into a state of neglect. For 15 years, nobody has lived in it. Nobody's made any improvements to it. Nobody's done anything to it. There's a hole in the roof that's covered by a tarp. There's all kinds of problems with it. And it actually has one of those, you know, big red X's on the outside so that if it catches on fire, the firefighters are told, don't try to save it. Just let it burn. Don't go in. It's not safe. So there's a lot of concerns that this tavern is going to be no more. This very important piece of Salem and American history is going to be demolished somewhat unnecessarily. Obviously, the owner doesn't care about it. And so there's a group of people that are organizing to try to save the Ingersoll Tavern that want to know, why isn't the city of Salem trying to do something? Have they had conversations with the owner? Are they trying to save it? Or can a group of individuals raise the money, you know, to buy it from this gentleman? Obviously, he doesn't care about the building that's on the property. Can an offer be made to purchase it from him? Or can somebody step in and at least stop the demolition? So this will be a discussion that we'll have with Dani October tomorrow morning. She'll join us to discuss this, and it's something that we will certainly follow along with throughout this process. There's going to be a couple of meetings where they'll be discussing this, and I'm sure there will be a huge turnout for those meetings. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. This is kind of a little interesting point.
Okay.
The Reverend was my great-great-great-great-whatever-grandfather.
Which Reverend?
The Samuel.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that burnt the witch oil was in the witch trials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were just a few. That's why I asked. You know, there's Cotton Mather, Increase Mather. There was Thomas Barnard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and believe it or not, my ex-wife was related to one of the witches.
Oh, see? That's why she's your ex-wife, right? It was kind of all destined in the stars.
Yes, it was.
So obviously, as someone who has this connected to them through their family history, I'm sure you would like to see this tavern be saved.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's other places up there that they've been able to hold on to from the witch era, but not a lot. Not a lot still remains from 1692. So if they have a building that's still there, they've got to do all they can to preserve it, in my opinion.
I'm also related to John Alden.
Oh, okay. Are you part of the Mayflower Society?
No, I'm not.
I know it's kind of hard to get in, and it's difficult, and it's expensive, but, you know, apparently it opens doors for you if you're part of it, but... Everybody that I know that is related to pilgrims, I ask them if they're related. I don't know anybody that's ever actually joined, so.
I believe on my wife's side, people are. And I know their daughter's on the Revolution, too.
Excellent. See,
but I don't know if they're Mayflower Society.
I wish I had that kind of, you know, family history here, although my mom's family told the story that they had a mirror in their possession. Somebody in the family had it, where this mirror was apparently George Washington's mirror, because somebody in our family had been his footman during the Revolutionary War. And so this mirror that was carried with him from camp to camp, this guy was in charge of. And when the war was over, Washington gave him the mirror. So I don't know if it's true, but it's just something somebody told me.
There's so much that we don't know about, and there's a lot we know about, and I'm going to be 76 next year.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing, and we'll let you know what happens with this tavern. We'll keep everybody updated.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. And that's, you know, there's a lot of folks who have deep-rooted ties into the history of this area. I know people who are descendants of the accused in the Salem witch trials. Stephanie Burke, my co-host on Spooky South Coast. Much like that caller and his ex-wife, my interest in history does not extend to genealogy. It's just too extensive for me. It's too time-consuming for me. I'm interested in reading about it, but I'm not interested in tracking it down. However, she is. She's interested in doing that just as much as she is in the history, and she's done the work. and trace back her family's lineage to the Aldens, I believe, if I remember right. I know, yeah, the Aldens, and also to the Salem witches. So, I mean, I commend anybody that can do that level of digging and research. But, and I guess it's easier now with some of these genealogy sites and services because other people are helping to put the pieces together. But, oh, man, I just don't think I could do it. I'd be interested in, you know, reading mine after somebody else did it. In fact, a few years ago, somebody contacted me and said, I'm doing a family tree and I'm related to your father's family. And, you know, can you confirm that this person married this person and has this child? And I was like, I don't know who you are. So no, I'm not giving you any of that information because it could have just been somebody scamming. And then I reached out to family and said, this person, you know, contact me. And after a couple of steps, it turned out, okay, everything's fine. You can give this person information. They legitimately are a relative of us doing genealogical research, but I didn't know this person existed. I don't know all of my family. There's people in my father's family that moved to Florida before I was ever born, so I never even met them. Or they would, you know, very rarely come up to visit. So there's people that I didn't even know. So I didn't know this person was telling the truth, but after a few steps, we confirm they were, and we let them do all that work. Just send me a copy when you're done. You've done all the work for me, so I don't have to. 508-996-0500. The tavern that we'll be talking about tomorrow, too, is another example of how these places do fall into disrepair. Because there isn't a steward there to care for them and keep them alive. But I would say I can point to a number of places around that can show the potential of what could happen. So the city of Salem says, well, what do you want us to do? You know, we only have so much money. We have to care for the properties we already have. Unless there's dollars on the other side of this that'll help maintain this property, we can't really commit to taking on another, really, 350-year-old building. But there are pathways to do it. Look at the Oliver Estate in Middleborough. That place was ready to get demolished. That place was, the town was preparing to turn it down, to tear it down, because the property they felt was valuable, being right next to Route 44. Somebody, a developer, could have come in and cleared out that property, built a gas station. It's right across from the KOA campground. They could have built a convenience store, put a Dunkin' Donuts in. Somebody would have wanted to have bought that property, and they had no reason to want to hold on to this historic home that was falling apart, that was more trouble than it was worth to try to keep it standing and to keep people out of it. Paranormal people came in and said, you know what, let us come in and do some investigating here and we can make you some money to help it. And now paranormal investigation and other things that they do there, but mostly the paranormal stuff, have paid to refurbish that house. And it is beautiful now. And it looks like it did in the 1700s. But it also has running water and running plumbing, you know, and indoor plumbing, climate control. But it serves also as a museum to house historic artifacts, things that were found on the property. And, of course, the paranormal stuff still goes on because that brings in money to continue taking care of it. And maybe the Ingersoll Tavern could do the same thing. So we're going to do all that we can to try to save this important historic location. And we'll talk about that tomorrow, right in the 8 o'clock hour with our guest, Danny October. She is the queen of Halloween. She's also got some good Lizzie Borden ghost stories. Maybe we'll get some of those out of her while she's on with us. And certainly we'll have her back when we bring Spooky South Coast back. We'll bring her on to talk more in depth about some of her experiences and this effort. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears, stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Now, I'd like to think that part of my job here on WBSM, as both the talk show host and the person who writes articles at WBSM.com and on the app, I'd like to think that part of my job is to give you suggestions, places to go, things to do, and certainly places to go and eat. And that's why I've been telling you about Crispy Crunchy Chicken at Gas Express, located at the corner of Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. And I have been telling you how it is the best fried chicken in all of New Bedford. And everybody's been calling in and agreeing with me, or reaching out on social media, or seeing me out on the street, sometimes seeing me in Gas Express at Crispy Crunchy Chicken and telling me that it's the best. But as much as I give recommendations, I always listen to the recommendations that you give me as well. And there was a caller last week who said, Tim, I know how much you love the chicken, the crispy, crunchy chicken at Gas Express, but have you tried the fried shrimp? And I said, no, I haven't. But I went in there the other day and I tried the fried shrimp, and oh my gosh, were they right. It is fantastic. I don't know exactly what they do. I'm going to guess they must drizzle it with the same honey that they put on the biscuit. They must have the same honey in the batter for the shrimp, because it was delicious and cheap. Five shrimp, I think it was like $5 for five fried shrimp. So, and I know what you're saying. Well, I can get shrimp everywhere. This is New Bedford, right? Everybody has shrimp. I can get it on at any place. But it's so good at Crispy Crunchy Chicken. And I'm not saying you should drive there just to get the shrimp, although you totally could. I'm saying you should drive there to get the chicken and the shrimp, as well as some of their great sides, like potato wedges, macaroni and cheese, jambalaya, beans and rice. And you can get the bone-in chicken, or you can get the boneless tenders. I got two of those when I was there, two boneless tenders, some wedges, a biscuit, and the fried shrimp, and I couldn't finish it. It took me two nights to finish that. That's the amount of food and the portions and the huge flavor in everything at Crispy Crunchy Chicken and Gas Express. And also, cheap. It all cost me like $15. Two nights worth of dinner for $15. You can't go wrong. Check out Crispy Crunchy Chicken, located inside Gas Express at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue in New Bedford, and see why they say either you know how good it is or you just haven't tried it. All right. Well, one thing that we know is good is every time Phil Devitt delivers the news, and he's going to do that for us right now. Take it away, Phil.
Biden planning gun background checks for more people. The FBI warns of possible attacks in the United States. And an earthquake, an eclipse, now a meteor.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Biden administration is moving to close the so-called gun show loophole when it comes to background checks. Officials say the new federal rules will expand the definition of licensed firearm dealers and sharpen existing enforcement measures to ensure background screenings are carried out in more gun sale locations. The Justice Department estimates that there are around 23,000 unlicensed firearm dealers in the U.S. who will now be required to complete background checks when selling guns. Attorney General Merrick Garland calls the regulation a historic step that will save lives. The head of the FBI is warning Congress of possible attacks in the U.S. inspired by recent events in Russia and the Middle East. Christopher Wray is scheduled to speak before the House Appropriations Committee today. In his opening statement, Wray will say the FBI's most immediate concern is that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from those attacks, and that the Bureau is increasingly concerned about the potential for a coordinated attack in the U.S. similar to the recent ISIS-K attack at a Russian concert hall. Arizona Republicans are halting efforts by state Democrats to throw out a controversial 1864 law banning almost all abortions in the state. In the State House Wednesday, Republican Representative Matt Gress joined Democrats in trying to bring a bill forward to stop the ban, with a motion in the Senate also denied. The Arizona Supreme Court is upholding the abortion ban. Bipartisan lawmakers are introducing bills in Congress that would address rising anti-Semitism in the U.S. Tammy Trujillo reports.
Democrat Jackie Rosen of Nevada and Republican James Lankford of Oklahoma are sponsoring the Senate's Countering Anti-Semitism Act, while Democrat Kathy Manning of North Carolina and Republican Chris Smith of New Jersey are co-sponsoring a House version of the bill. Rosen, who's Jewish, said in a statement that anti-Semitism has been dramatically rising in the U.S. in the last several years. She says the new bill would establish a national coordinator to counter anti-Semitism for the first time ever. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
It's unclear what led to three people being shot at a Ramadan event in West Philadelphia yesterday. Police say hundreds were at the event at a park, and five people have been arrested. Today marks the end of the month-long dawn-to-sunset fasting of Ramadan. Disney is defending its decision to fire actress Gina Carano from The Mandalorian. She was let go by the entertainment company in February of 2021 after she reposted a message comparing the treatment of conservatives to that of Jewish people during Nazi Germany. Carano sued Disney, claiming she was fired for expressing her political views. In a court filing Tuesday, Disney filed a motion to dismiss Carano's suit and said it had a constitutional right not to associate its artistic expression with Carano's speech. And it's been a busy week for residents here on the East Coast, with an earthquake, a solar eclipse, and now a bright fireball seen streaking across the sky. Dozens of people told the American Meteor Society they saw what appeared to be a meteor early Wednesday morning, including some who submitted video. Reports came from nine New Jersey towns, and still other reports came in from New York, Pennsylvania, and Delaware.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Red Sox lost to Baltimore again last night, 7-5, but they host the Orioles once again at Fenway Park tonight at 7. TD Garden all set to host a Celtics-New York Knicks game tonight at 7:30. And weather delaying this morning's start of the Masters. The Augusta National Golf Club says the first round is now set for 10:30. It was pushed back from 9 a.m. earlier this morning.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Storm system incoming and already seeing the wind advisory that will go into effect overnight tonight and into tomorrow. Gusty winds up to 50 miles per hour. Coastal flood advisory as of 6 p.m. tonight through tomorrow morning. 1 foot inundation cannot be ruled out as we head into the morning and through the morning hours. Areas of fog, drizzle, cloudy around 50. And overnight, the rain chances will increase this afternoon. Cloudy, mid-50s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors. For the largest selection of nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
My head, I couldn't escape the memory of a phone.
favorite parts about that video, besides the fact that it stars Ken Ober, who is one of my favorite game show hosts of all time. Remote Control, such a great show. But in that video by Blues Traveler, it's a takeoff of The Wizard of Oz. They're trying to get in to see a band. Dorothy's trying to get in to see a band. And the band is so obviously Counting Crows, like supposed to be Counting Crows. They've got the guy wearing the jacket with his arms behind him jumping around. And I don't know if that's because they're like friends with Adam Duritz and they're like, let's put a little homage to Counting Crows in the video, or if they're mocking him. I'd like to think it's the latter. I'd like to think they're mocking him, which I was never really a big Counting Crows fan. I do love Hanging Around, one of my top songs ever. But for the rest of the Counting Crows catalog, it took me a long time to really appreciate them. And probably because of Adam Duritz wearing that jacket and jumping around in the Mr. Jones video. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We have a story hot off the presses, just published at WBSM.com, because I'm an animal and I write articles while I'm here, also hosting the show during commercial breaks. And my light's on? No, it's another car's light reflecting off my lights. I was like, did I leave my headlights on? Because my car will be dead when I go out there. But nope, it's another car's lights. Anyway, so this story that I've been working on throughout the morning is now published at WBSM.com and on the app regarding that story we have about the former Freetown substitute teacher and Sunday school teacher convicted of child rape, sentenced. He was convicted on Monday and sentenced yesterday to serve 30 to 40 years in state prison. Well, as we've been describing him as a former Freetown substitute teacher and Sunday school teacher at a Freetown church, that's because that is the information that came to us from the Bristol County District Attorney's Office. They are the ones who made that determination. So the pastors of Freetown's churches, that would be Reverend Don Bliss of the East Freetown Congregational Christian Church, Reverend Greg Baker of the United Church of Assonet, and Reverend Curtis Dias of the Calvary Pentecostal Church, they put out a statement after having a meeting last night in which they have not only denounced the actions of this convicted child rapist, Gilbert Hernandez, not only have they announced, have they said how despicable this act is that he did, they have actually clarified that he is not a Sunday school teacher associated with any of their congregations. So the way that they put it is, the convicted felon in question has been reported as being a, quote, Freetown Sunday school teacher. However, he has had no relationship with any of our congregations, which are the only churches in town that have Sunday schools rather than other forms of Christian education. We worry that this kind of reporting might unfairly impugn our sincere and faithful ministries. So they just want to clarify that he was not associated with their Sunday school programs. So not that I'm saying that the Bristol County DA's office is giving us incorrect information, as pointed out in that statement, rather than other forms of Christian education. So he was probably involved in something that's not formally Sunday school. But he's not associated with those churches' Sunday school programs. So if you had a child that attended those Sunday school programs, do not be concerned. And also, as pointed out here, the faith leader said that they wanted to put out the clarification because of the negative connotations people might make with a convicted child rapist in the church. They talked about how this is an unfortunate common narrative. But they did say that their congregations have a, quote, safe church policy, which includes Corey checks, minimum supervision levels, and mandatory reporting. So, and that's an important thing. You know, it's easy to say, well, of course, these groups are going to be upset because he wasn't part of their organizations. And you can say, well, are we talking semantics here? Did the DA's office mean like legitimately Sunday school, or do they mean like he was a teacher that also taught religious education through a church? And that Sunday school was kind of used as a generic term for that. But I think it's an important clarification to make.
because of not only the people who were affected by it, but the people who might say, as pointed out by that statement, well, do I want to send my child to Sunday school if they're not going to be supervised, if they might be taught by somebody who hasn't been checked? No, they've been checked. They will be supervised. There is mandatory reporting. There's steps in place to ensure something like this doesn't happen in those churches. I don't know which church that Gilbert Hernandez was associated with. I may have to reach out to the DA's office for clarification on that, but I felt it was important to share this statement from the church leaders to try to break some of that stigma that they were concerned about. And you can read that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can also respond to it by calling in 508-996-0500. You can send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You can also use app chat in the final moments of the program here on the WBSM app. You know, I just was scrolling through Facebook during the break, and a friend of mine, actually longtime music DJ, former WBCN jock, Nick Carter, had a post complaining about the Burger King commercials. The jingle in the Burger King commercials, that he's had enough of that. The BK, have it your way, you rule. That is now reached 1-877 Cars for Kids levels to his ears. I know a lot of people have been commenting lately about J.G. Wentworth. In fact, it was part of the storylines of the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm because it's been so ubiquitous. What are some of those jingles that you've had enough of? I'm on board with the BK ones. I'm tired of those. And I don't watch a lot of commercials. Most stuff that I watch, if it's not something that's on streaming, most of the stuff that I watch on DVR. So it's after the fact. Even if I'm watching like Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown, I start them 45 minutes later so that I can just skip over the commercials. But I've still heard plenty of Burger King commercials because they're all over wrestling. You don't hit the button in time, or you're doing something else, scrolling through your phone, and the commercials come on, you hear it, and I'm sick of it. I guess it's doing its job because it's standing out in people's minds, but I don't think I can listen to another Burger King commercial. J.G. Wentworth doesn't really bother me as much because I don't hear it that often. There was a while though when I was home recovering from surgery and I just had daytime TV on and I'm just kind of just sitting there in the chair like relaxing, recovering. It was on a lot. So maybe it's just more of a daytime thing. Maybe they're figuring people who are home during the day watching television need cash now. People who are watching TV in the evenings were probably at work all day. So they might not need cash now. Maybe that's their thought process. I don't know. But I don't find that one to be as annoying. It's certainly memorable. Cars for Kids certainly did its job. If you know somebody who's like, hey, I've got a car I've got to get rid of. It's just sitting in my front yard dead. It's not really worth anything. Do you know anybody that'll take it? Do you not just look at that person and start singing 1-877 cards for kids? And because they unnecessarily spelled cars with a K, the song even tells you that, so that you won't misdial. It was a brilliant, it's probably the most brilliant piece of marketing of the 21st century so far. Simple, effective, annoying as heck. And you ask anybody and they can sing it. I don't think that the BK jingle has that same kind of effect. So maybe just move on already. Maybe just move on. I don't need to hear that I rule anymore. Go back to that original song that they used to have about how special orders don't upset them. Even that was a better song. The best fast food song was not one that they did in commercials necessarily, but McDonald's put out an album, not an album, a 45 that came in the coupon section of the newspaper, like with the circulars and everything. And it was the McDonald's menu, but like to the tune of Reunion's Life is a Rock, you know, Life is a Rock, but the Radio Rolled Me, where he starts going through the little list of all the bands. And they did the same thing with all the McDonald's menu items. Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, filet of fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, you know, like all of that. I don't know why I still remember it. That was brilliant, but also not overdone. Okay, 508-996-0500. Let me take my final break. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in the final few moments of the program. And I'll just ask you one more time. If you haven't checked out the article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, Lakeville Tower, Mundane or Mystery? That's the title of it. Is it really just the water tower that was built for the Lakeville Sailors home that was never built? Or is there something more to it? So check out that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I know that the sun is not out today. It's not going to be out tomorrow. We're not going to see the sun again until Saturday. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be thinking about going solar. But then you're also concerned about some of these gimmicks that are out there. Can you really get paid to go solar? Can you really have free electricity with solar? Can you really have the electric company pay you with solar? Can you really get a new free roof with solar? Should I lease? Should I buy? When I was out of Country Whip yesterday, I was driving by a lot of folks who had gone solar. And you see the sign in their yard. Who was it that came and installed those solar panels? Isaacson Solar. Because Isaacson Solar gives you simple, honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions. And they will let you know if you're a good fit for solar. They're going to take a look at your home and your yard. And they're going to say, you know, you can put solar panels on your roof. Sure. Well, maybe why don't you put them back here in the yard where they'll get more sunlight? Or why don't you put them over here where they'll be out of the way? They will give you an honest assessment. And if you are a good fit for solar, they'll give you a free, no obligation quote. So visit IsaacsonSolar.com today to see if solar is right for you. That's going to do it for me for today. I am out of time. Stay tuned. Chris McCarthy is coming your way with South Coast Now, and he's got a lot to talk about. He's going to be talking about that meeting last night with the city council. and some of what came out of that. He's going to be taking your phone calls on that, too. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk with Danny October about the...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.